Chip and Chip on this Monday, but huge breaking news in this first hour of the show. Dusty May leaving Michigan to become the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. There is a lot of immediate and emotional reaction. I would encourage everyone, you can do whatever you want, but I would encourage you to take a breath and see, hear some sides of the story, let some reporting take place to find out why, if anybody did anything wrong, and particularly Ward Manuel. And it won't be just, you know, getting Ward side of this. There'll be all kinds of people that I'll get a chance to talk to find out if he did indeed drop the ball in any way. And in which case, you know, this is a pretty bad failure. But at the end of the day, let's wait and see. You can't make somebody sign a contract that they don't want to sign if you are offering a new deal. And you also are up against, look, when Michigan lost John Beilein to the Cavs, I remember there being, even in failure, Beilein was going to make so much money if it didn't work out that it was almost too good for him to say no. And so, and believe it or not, you might not believe it, but the fact is the Michigan Athletic Department does have budget restraints. They have programs that they're trying to keep alive. They have NIL deals now, and it's not endless cash coming in. There are budget restraints. And you can scoff at that and say they got all the money they want. Whenever I talk to people in athletics, they say, well, we can't afford this or we can't afford that. And there are budget restraints. All athletic departments have some budget restrictions, but 248-539-9797. I would recommend take a deep breath before the F this guy, F that guy text coming in. And they're coming in for both Ward and Dusty right now.
You could say it sucks because it does if you're a Michigan fan. This absolutely sucks. But wherever you want to direct your anger at, I don't know if you have to. I don't know. It has to be anger.
248-539-9797. Bill in Ann Arbor. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
It really troubles me. I have literally moved away from college athletics almost altogether. I bet I didn't watch 5 minutes of the NCAA. The University of Michigan offers a man millions of dollars. He goes to people's homes, often in the most deprived areas of the cities, promising their mothers that they're going to guide these kids to a future, teach them responsibility and manhood. And then you get up and walk out the door. U of M is one of the leading academic institutions and top law schools in the country. And if they can't write a contract without an escape clause, I question somebody.
I'm not sure those are legal, Bill. I'm not sure those are legal. Oh, you mean with Dusty, not with you were talking about players. Are you talking about players or talking about Dusty?
No, and the coaches. These coaches are signing and walking and pledging their allegiance to a university while they do it and then leave. And they, what do they leave? They leave behind a bunch of young kids that signed on to their sales pitch and then walk out the door so they could teach young kids that they don't need to really stand up to any commitment they make in life. All you got to do is just milk them for more money.
Well, and it's a different world. Like you said, you don't like college athletics the way it is right now. It's completely different than what it was 10 years ago. So these kids now have the financial wherewithal because now they're signing contracts themselves and they're doing the exact same thing. They're getting up and leaving after 1 year and transferring to another school. It goes both ways now.
I think that substantiates my point, is that they've learned. This is what they learned.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then you don't. It's fair. I understand it. I'm just saying that it is. Let's call the other side out on it, too. That the players have the opportunity to get up and leave when they want to.
I thought when he brought up recruiting, I thought he was talking about trying to lock up players in contracts. That's why I got confused there, and which I don't think you can legally do yet. But there's discussion of there being more long-term commitments.
Binding contracts.
Yeah, I don't know why. The point he brings up is something that's always been true in sports, and maybe it's just more focus and attention comes to it. The word binding. Contracts in sports aren't binding. And would it be a better world if they were? Like when you fire a guy, you do have to pay his contract. And I guess legally speaking, there are buyouts in just about everybody's contract if they are choosing to leave that have to get paid. But would sports be a better place for the fans if contracts were binding? I mean, you can make that case. You can make that argument. What he brought up, though, has been true for a long time, hasn't it? A long time. And, you know, it just, it's brought to the fore because it just happened to, obviously, a coach that he didn't want to leave, even though he didn't watch 5 minutes of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's been going on for a long time, and but now it's just, it's so prevalent now. Well, I mean, it feels like with coaches, I mean, with players, obviously, it's way more prevalent now, but with the coaches, it seems like that. You're either hired to be fired, or you're hired to take the next job somewhere else.
Champ and Chump still taking votes, brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. Ryan in Arizona says, my champ is a tiger for showing signs of life. Chump is Dusty May for betraying us. Prior to it, it would have been golf fans at the U.S. Open. Ryan, look, I get the frustration, and I get that what hurts, but think about whatever it is you do for a living. And if you had a dream and had a chance to pursue that dream, and I'm not saying it doesn't suck, okay? It sucks for Michigan basketball. It sucks for Michigan fans. But, if Dusty always had this dream. Now, if there was any dropping of the ball in Ann Arbor with athletic administration, that's a whole different story. But Ward had spoken openly about having a contract that they had agreed to, and that that Dusty was going to sign it and he was going to be here for a long time. And if he just never signed it or never, wanted to leave the possibility open to follow a dream, which I assume this is, I probably shouldn't. Or if this is like insane money.
Does any of this, is the loophole here that, Dusty was waiting to see what happened with Ward Manuel based on the Sharone fallout?
I doubt it. They seem to have a very good relationship. So, it could.
But, if he didn't sign a contract, he just agreed to it but hasn't signed it yet, does that just leave open?
I don't know. That's, again, as we take all this in.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of reporting done on this and a lot of chance to talk to people about what happened here.
Kind of got slapped in the face with a bass. Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Joe and Wyandotte. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm glad that Dusty May got the chance to go coach pro basketball. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be tough for Michigan, but the guy was here 2 years. He's a great coach. He's still young. He can still chase his dreams. He didn't sit here, wait 12 years. He got an opening and want to go, and then he went. That was good there. And my chump for the month would be Steve Eisenman for letting Dylan Larkin get away, but that's okay too. They might have had a riff in there between the two of them. But I'm glad Dylan Larkin, maybe he'll get to play with Brady Tkachuk and Matthew Tkachuk. Maybe they were childhood friends because they got two little different teams playing the Mighty Mites or the Squirt League or something in a house league or something before they became the superstars they are.
Yeah, I don't know if they played against each other that young, but Dylan hasn't gotten away yet.
No,
they haven't traded him yet.
Love Joe's call. 248-539-9797. What's next? Could they bump up assistant Mike Boynton? Would that be an interim? They going after Billy Donovan, who's still out there? Breaking news here this morning that Dusty May is taking the Dallas Mavericks job. From an unnamed texter, no athletic director can keep a coach around if the pros are wanting them. Better lifestyle and way of life. I think that was pretty much a given in athletics for most of our lifetime. However, it's changed a lot. The college game has turned into a version of the pro game. And I got to see if I can find it somewhere, but I have a recollection of Dusty recently talking about the difference of recruiting then versus now, and how then you'd put years into recruiting an individual, building a relationship, going back to early in their high school, had to be identified and those roots put down to build relationships early in players' high school careers. Now recruiting is like speed dating, especially if you're recruiting out of the portal, because everything's got to happen in this small window and it happens very, very fast.
Well, and if you're a big-time program like Duke, North Carolina, Michigan State, you're trying to recruit these five-star kids to come knowing that they're probably just going to be there for a year.
And the point being, those frustrations and challenges for college coaches in the past aren't as much anymore, it appears. And so when you say better lifestyle and way of life, I think that line is getting blurred and it's not quite the same as it used to be. And I'm not sure it's a better lifestyle or way of life. Seasons are both pretty long. The NBA season is longer. But the money, I mean, typically NBA teams can pay more than college programs can.
Oh, yeah.
So
a lot more.
Yep. 248-539-9797. All right, Michigan fans, Dusty May leaving for the Dallas Mavericks job. What's your thoughts on that? In the meantime, Champ and Chump Boat's still coming in. We have a Dylan Larkin Trade Center news aggregate blitz thingy news desk update coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, most likely. Busy day just got busier. 97.1.